This is Modern Day Flappers. I'm Nancy Hawthorne, and you're listening to my first podcast ever. It all started over nachos. Not just any nachos, but what I consider the best nachos in the world, from Sunset Grill in Nashville, Tennessee, on their late night menu. We had just gotten done seeing a movie at the Belcourt Theater called Boyhood. It's directed by Richard Linklater, who has a brilliant mind for time. He basically filmed the same cast for 12 years in a meandering plot about life and growing up. And I got done with the movie and was like, what? This was amazing. I should film all of my best friends for the next 10 years of life and explore themes of identity in light of my own life. I wish I could see myself on a movie and be able to figure out my life in this way. And then I was like, oh, I need to unearth myself and my identity and all of my friends. So for the next 10 years, I'm going to film all of my friends to discover what it means to be a woman. What does it mean to grow into being a woman? And I was talking to my friends and they're like, that sounds amazing. What are you going to call it? And I said, Modern Day Flappers. And they both were kind of like, yeah, we would totally watch that. The problem is I don't have a lot of friends with a ton of editing skills. So I moved into the idea and kind of went home. And like any good idea, you have to Google search it just to see what's out there. And when I Google searched it, I found this book called Flappers, Six Women of a Dangerous Generation. And it's by Judith Mackrell. And so I went to the library and was like, I'm going to get this book. And I had it sent to my library, the little edge of a library nearby. And I checked it out. And in the introduction, I was reading it and it just sort of popped out to me. It said, the young women of this era weren't the first generation in history to seek a life beyond marriage and motherhood. They were, however, the first significant group to claim it as a right. And I thought to myself, that is so profound. That women in the 1920s, for the first time in their life, were being able to seek their identity outside of marriage and motherhood. Later, she goes on to describe that these six women were extraordinary, and it's hard to imagine their lives outside of the glamour and glare of their fame. But then this is what she says. Often they feel closest to us when they were struggling and uncertain. None of them had role models to follow as they grappled with the implications of their independence. Their mothers and grandmothers could not advise them on how to combine sexual freedom with love or how to combine their public image with personal happiness. I think it's fascinating that they're closest to us when they were struggling and uncertain. And that is why I have to get into the lives of my women friends as they struggle, as they're uncertain with their own identities, and as they're dealing with public and private lives, as they're dealing with love and sex, and as they're thinking about how to navigate it all. Another Google search of Modern Day Flappers pulled back an article that very poignantly described the TV show Girls as Modern Day Flappers. And I love that comparison. I think it's vibrant and brilliant. And I think that Lena Dunham has done a fantastic job of putting women's locker room conversation on national television. Conversations that I relate to wholeheartedly. However, girls' setting in New York City and sort of their emerging adulthood lifestyles are much different from mine in the narratives of my friend as women, as woman. And I am interested really in the context of the South and the narratives that we have to hold on to as really marriage and motherhood as what defines one as important as a woman. This isn't a podcast complaining about traditional gender roles or even about having to be partnered or any of that, because actually I want very much to be married someday and very much to have children. But it's about how we define ourselves and our identity as full and whole in and of ourselves. What does that mean? What does that look like? I have so many questions, and I just so happen to have the profession of a pastor. I work in the United Methodist Church as a clergy person, and I feel like I'm supposed to have a lot more answers than I do, but I want to live the questions, and I want to unearth the answers in the stories and the lives of my friends, and I hope that you will find yourself in our conversations.